Pleased to be joined by Raven Safety. He joins us here on the Glenn Yunis Show, CBS Radio Baltimore. It is the one, the only Ed Reed, who's going to be making his first appearance in a Super Bowl. Ed, congratulations. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just taking phone calls from everyone in the entire world here, congratulating you guys and what you did. First and foremost, we got to say congratulations, as I just did, but shutting out the New England Patriots in the second half, how the hell did that happen?
Didn't realize it till after the game, really. You know, just was so locked in, you know, as a team, so focused on what we wanted to do. You know, I don't think we realized it till after the game. You know, so, I mean, it's huge, man, for us to get going like that and offense to control the game and control the clock in the second half, running the ball, and Joe and the guys doing such an amazing job on offense, man. It was just special.
Let's talk about Joe and the offense and the offensive line and Jim Caldwell. We know about the documented changes of this team before week 15 in the Denver Broncos regular season game where Cam Cameron was let go and Jim Caldwell took over. The right offensive line got put in there week 17 for part of the half with Bryant McKinney at left tackle, Michael Earl over at right, and then in the playoffs, Kelechi Osemele goes to left guard, and all of a sudden, the line is giving Joe time. Jim Caldwell and Joe are vibing, and your team has never looked back offensively, and it's a beautiful, wonderful thing, I'm assuming, for you.
Yeah, I mean, for all of us, you know, for all of us, man, you give Joe some time back there, you know, he's showing what he can do if he's protected, you know, and that's for most quarterbacks, you know, but, you know, Joe's smart enough to be one of those elite guys, you know, that he's become to be, you know, to get us to this point, you know, just to accomplish what we have accomplished in the 5 years that coach has been there. You know, it's been a true blessing, you know, for all of us, man, and just the whole process of growth, you know, to getting to this point again.
Hey, you know, Ed, we're talking with Ed Reed, Raven Safety, here on the Glenn Yunis Show. It's funny because everybody nationally knows the Baltimore Ravens as this defensive team led by Ray Lewis and led by you and Haloti Ngata and Suggs and all the stars and Bernard Pollard, obviously, with a monster game yesterday. We'll get into all that. But it's funny, the team's toughness nationally and even in Baltimore seems to be focused on the defense. What I loved yesterday was the microcosm play that led me to believe this team is tough in every single spot, besides the fact that Joe's never missed a game here in Baltimore. Dennis Pitta got body rocked. They get right back up. He hands the ball to the official. Joe, Jim Caldwell, and Pitta right back in the end zone, touchdown, right down the Patriots' face, and it's like, wow, this team is tough on every side of the ball.
Yeah, man. You know, we've been saying it really since day one, you know, when we first did an interview back in training camp, you know, how much mature this team was, you know, and how hard we worked, you know. So, I mean, it's been hats off to the process, you know, and the scheme, you know, and just the whole program that Coach Harbaugh has instilled and trusted the guys to do things, you know, the right way, you know, and getting with the leaders and coming up with a plan to really help guys, you know, help guys get through it. You know, so, man, it's just been a great process of growth for all of us, and we are strong, you know, at this point. That's what the whole system has been based on, you know, since Coach got here, to get better every day, you know, for us to excel at the end of the season and into the playoffs.
Hey, Ed, along those lines, you guys had an extra day this week, not just in the week because you played Saturday against the Broncos the week prior, but Coach gave you guys off Sunday, Monday,
hey,
Tuesday.
Glenn. Yes. Glenn, I hate to cut you off. My mom is calling me, man. Hold on.
Okay. We got to cut Ed Reed off. Ed Reed, we got to put Ed on hold. We'll leave Ed up because his mother's calling him, and, you know, mama takes precedence. Is this the second time this year that
mom
Ed's
said hello?
Oh, your mother said hello? I talked to your father last night, actually.
Four or five years ago, your boy.
Yeah, it's, man. People don't know that your father and I are closer friends than you and I are. Damn, dad's my boy.
Right.
Hey, but I think that's the second time this year you put me on hold for your mom. So I don't know how that works. I mean,
man, I just heard the guy tell you to keep up the mom segment. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, dude, I gotta play. When Doug's on the other line, but when he comes back, I'll play for you. A guy was calling my show last Friday, and his mom, 50-60 year old dude, and his mom picked up the phone, yelling at him while he's on the air that she needs to use the phone. The greatest.
That's funny.
It was
that's
the greatest. Funny. But along those lines, the extra day of rest. Extra day of rest after the Broncos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Huge
for you guys. Yes, talk about it.
I mean, it was just huge, man, for us to sit back and, you know, watch football, breathe a little bit, get away from it, and start right back up. You know, we went back to work on Monday. It was like, you know, Sunday was an off day, but, you know, it was like work for us almost, you know, because on Monday we went back to work, you know, just like we did today, man. You know, the whole team was in the weight room. You know, everybody's getting treatment, ice tub, you know, doing the things that we've been doing the whole season, you know. So, I mean, that day was huge, man, because that was an awesome Denver game, you know, that really ignited the week to come for this, you know, this past Sunday, yesterday, man. You know, so we just been riding that wave, you know. Now it's calmed down a little bit. Not really.
It's heated up, but it'll calm down before the storm, and then it'll heat back up again. 87, 84, 82 plays, back-to-back-to-back weeks. Are your legs getting heavy these 2 weeks before Super Bowl, man? You got to be relishing this time off.
Hey, man, a lot of miles traveled, man.
Yeah.
You know, but the leg is feeling all right. You know, a little sore right now. But
from the karate kick?
Yeah, a little slide kick, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a tough spot quarterbacks are in. You know, I understand Brady's point, you know, with him protecting himself, you know, and you know, I know he's a great player. You know, I respect Brady, you know, and his game for all it stands for. And I know he's not a dirty player. You know, he just, you know, emotions get going in the game. You know, and I told him, you know, we talked actually not too long ago. We talked on the phone, man. You know, he actually reached out to me, texted me. I tried to text him back, but the message exploded after 12 seconds. So I had to call him, you know, and I called him, man. He was just, you know, he just, you know, apologized or whatnot. But I told him, you know, it's good, man. I mean, emotions were flying. I ain't say anything, you know, to him when he said something to me at the game, because I was just like, you know, it's whatever, man. You know, here we go. You want to play like that? Let's go. But, nah, man, Brady's a great, great competitor. You know, I love going against him, you know, and I know where his heart is at, you know, for this game. So, you know, it was all good, man. Yeah, it kind of fired the fuel, though, you know, to put fuel on the fire, should I say, you know, for us to want to play even harder, though, and hit even harder and just be successful for the whole Baltimore.
He went straight Cobra Kai on you, and you were Mr. Miyagi and Daniel LaRusso and the Karate Kid, bro, but he swept the leg.
That's always been my game, you know, and it's crazy because, you know, you go back weeks ago when they're calling me a dirty player and stuff like that, man. I've hoped that I've represented the NFL in a certain way and played the game a certain way, you know, to where, you know, I'm not known to be a dirty player.
Hey, how about when you were back there returning punts? Let me ask you a couple questions on that. Is that for safety because you got great hands? They're not really looking for a monster return. They want you to catch the ball and protect it. And then the other side of that is, how about the headbutt? You got headbutted on a fair catch. What's that about?
Well, I was good. You know, they booed me because I stayed down. But, you know, you can expect that in New England. But it was because when I got hit, man, my groin was hurting.
Right.
You know, I was like, oh, man, here we go. I don't know what's going on with this. I actually got to get it looked at. But, you know, it was accidental contact. I was fine. I was just down there because my groin was hurting me. I was like, man, here we go. Plus, there was a TV timeout. You know, there's no
– right. Oh, there was enough TV timeouts in there to have 15 different television shows. I haven't seen so many commercials in my life.
Wait till the next game.
Yeah,
because it's all about money and commercials. You know,
I don't think anybody in Baltimore can wait till the next game. We're talking with Raven safety Ed Reedy. Joins us here on the Glenn Unis Show, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Ed, Bernard Pollard. And we'll talk about Bernard Pierce on the other side of the ball. But Bernard Pollard, and we hope that Stephen Ridley's well, the second-year running back out of LSU, changed the game defensively with that hit. I mean, laid wood. Talk about Bernard Pollard. I mean, you got a nice hit on Brandon Lloyd early in the game. Pollard laid out Welker. And then Pollard changing the game against Ridley.
We wanted to play a certain way as a secondary. You know, we wanted to be more aggressive, physical, and come downhill on the football. You know, Bernard is a strong safety. Bernard is a night train lane type safety back there, man, who looks for that contact, you know, you know, and just to I mean, he plays the game a certain way, you know, and to be safe, you know, he's not trying to take anybody out, you know. I mean, I know these flags are just coming from everywhere, but, you know, Bernard plays the game a certain way, and he tried to be as safe as possible, but it's football, you know, and it's something that, you know, we love to do, and the contact comes with that. You know, I mean, like you said, we hope really is all right, and I think he is because we all was right there when he got up. But, I mean, Bernard, man, has been a monster since he's gotten here, mm-hmm. you know, to step in the place of DeJuan Landry, who I know Baltimore embraced, and I know me and him was a great tandem. But, you know, I'm just so proud of Bernard, man, and what he's brought to us as a team, as a man, as a friend, as a brother, you know, and a leader. You know, because he is a vocal guy, you know, also, you know, a very passionate football player, you know, on and off the field.
Sure.
Never met him.
And you guys know, and for those who don't know, listening, that you guys voted Bernard Pollard as your player rep, your NFLPA player rep this year. So he carries a lot of respect from you guys in the locker room as well.
Well, that I don't know how much respect you get from
that
guy.
but you guys have a really...
we do have respect for Bernard, man. Everybody does. There's a lot of respect for all those guys in there, like Ray said, man. It's a lot of respect, you know, that we all give to each other, man, that makes it special, and that's why we're at where we're at right now.
We talked on my program with all the callers as we're talking with Ed Reed from the Baltimore Ravens. He joins us here live on the Glenn Unis Show after the Ravens beat the Patriots and they're off to the Super Bowl in your hometown, New Orleans, which we got to touch more on here in a minute. But we talked about the changes on offense and the adjustments by Flacco and Caldwell to go more gun, and we'll talk about that later. But an underrated adjustment from Dean Pease and you guys on defense was going a lot more to the nickel and putting Pernell McPhee and Arthur Jones and Haloti Ngata and Kruger in that line. And we even saw Kruger in pass coverage, where in past he didn't excel, but it worked beautifully. Again, you guys shut him out in the second half. But can you talk about the tip ball from Pernell McPhee that Ellerby caught and the interception at the end of the game to seal it from Kerryo Williams, but moreover the adjustment to go to very much nickel coverage in that second half against the Patriots?
I mean, so many warriors, man, that fought hard, you know, played through pain and injuries, man. McPhee with a groin. Ellerby, you can see he had one hand, you know, as he caught the interception. You know, he was in pain all last week, all the way up into the game with his back. You know, I mean, just so many guys, man, that stepped up, you know, and bought into what Coach Pease brought to the table and what we was trying to accomplish as a defense, you know, and doing some different things, you know, with guys just really not playing out of place, but just, like I said, doing different things, moving around, being, you know, laser focused on making sure that we get lined up, you know, get guys in and out when we can sub, you know. So, it was just really, really clicking, you know, on all cylinders for us, you know, and guys were really wanting to win the game.
Ed, to that point, you know, Dean Pease, middle of the season, however, you know, somewhere around there, said we're simplifying guys' roles. We don't want to ask a guy to do too much, even if he's capable of doing it. We want roll here, roll there, roll there. And it seemed to really change the way you guys play defense. Plus, obviously, having Ellerby get healthy and having Ray come back and the emergence of Corey Graham in the secondary has just been remarkable. That's got to help, right? Your guys just zoning in on each individual roles and excelling at that role. And that's a Dean Pease thing.
Yeah, you know, not trying to do too much and trusting the guy next to you. You know, that's what Coach was talking about. You know, just trusting the guy next to you that he's going to do his job and you do yours. You know, it's as simple as that. And that's what it was going to take for us to be in the Super Bowl. You know, that's what he told us the night before the game, and that's what it came down to because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to understand your players as a coach. You know, it's one thing to be a coach and have a scheme and just try to implement your scheme, but if you don't know your players and understand your players, you know, your scheme might not fit those guys. You might have to tweak some things, you know. So our coaches understand us as players. You know, Coach Pease, you know, his staff, defensive staff, you know, they really understand how to get to us, what we trying to accomplish and what we need to do. and they do a great job of getting the information to us to put us in a position to make plays and to win.
Couple more minutes with Raven safety Ed Reed as he joins us here on the Glenn Unis Show. I got two words for you, and then I want your response. Bryant McKinney.
The Great Wall of China. Yeah. Hey, man. Brian, man, I mean, we won a national championship, you know, in Miami. Brian played 2 years with me in Miami, coming from junior college, and didn't give up a sack. You know, so, I mean, we were rooting for him to be that left tackle because I know how dominating he is. You know, regardless how tired he looks on the field, you know, Brian is going to give you 110% and really help you to have time, you know, give Joe time and run that ball, Ray Rice, man, you know, like no other, you know. So, I mean, huge asset to this organization, you know. That's from when Ozzie came and asked me when Brian hit the free market agent, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, free agent on the market.
Yeah, out of Minnesota at the beginning of last year.
Yes. Like, hey, man, what you think of Brian? Go get him, you know, go get him. You know, we'll be in the Super Bowl, so. Here we are, man.
And we
you know,
saw
that's
against
hats off to our whole all line, man. KO, you know, Matt Burke, that big lead up there, and I mean, I mean, you know, Yonder, you know, who's oh man, that warrior there.
Yeah, he's a different dude.
And Michael Orr, you know, those guys work so hard, man. And all the other O linemen with Bobby and Ja, you know, Ramon, all those guys who give us looks on scout team. You know, it's very special, man, just very special just to be around these guys, you know, and just to be in the Super Bowl with these guys, you know.
No doubt. You mentioned the left side of that line with Big Mac and KO, Kelechi Osemele. They ran a lot left side against the Denver Broncos, and you saw that touchdown that Ray Rice had in the second quarter. Did you see that cut? I mean, he went some kind of horizontal on that cut left and then the stiff arm to get into the end zone. That's sick footwork by your star running back.
Hey, man, that guy there is strong. You know, always been that way. And a great worker, you know, great friend of mine, man. I mean, he's strong, man. You know, hard to bring down. I'm glad he's on my team.
Yeah, I need two more out of you quickly here. Talk to us about Pitta and Anquan Boldin and the veteran leadership of Boldin to go get those two touchdowns. And it seemed like the same play that they ran against Denver on Pitta's touchdown. And then also, we have to talk. I can't let you get out of here without talking about New Orleans and Ray Lewis. But first, give me something on Q and Pitta.
I mean, I go with P first, man. P is that guy, that man. He's a great tight end, man. Great, great guy. You know, if you ever met Pitta, just soft-spoken, real quiet, you know, but hard worker. You know, give you everything, even at practice. Those passes you see in the game are the same passes he catch in practice, whether it's diving. You know, Pitta, he's always giving you more, you know, than you expect. You know, so, I mean, P is just awesome, man. That guy, he's that guy.
Right.
You know, and Anquan, you know, shoot, what can you not say about Anquan? He's strong, man. You know, he's every bit of a Baltimore Raven. You know, receiver should be. You know, he's strong, can run. You know, he's physical, he blocks. You know, and he's a leader. You know, and a great brother, man, a great man. You know, family guy, great in the community. You know, somebody who you would love to represent. You know, whatever it is that you have, I'm trying to get out there, man.
No doubt about it.
He's a great man.
He's a leader, and also talk to us about the other leader, of course, Ray Lewis, and what this means to you guys and for him to get to a Super Bowl in, you know, the year he's going to retire.
Man, what can you say?
Right.
You know, what can't you say about Ray, man? You know, it's not over yet. You know, we're enjoying this, man. But, I mean, so much you could say about Ray, man. I mean, his work ethic. You know, his energy, you know, everything he brings to the table, you know, my son has this Thomas the Train table, right? And if Thomas is not on that table, something is wrong. You know, and that's like Ray, man. Ray's that engine. You know, he's that Thomas.
That is,
you know,
so
if you
funny.
Ain't got Thomas around, man, something's not going right.
You just call Ray Lewis Thomas the Train. That's maybe the best ever. But I hear you. He's the engine.
If you ever see a kid, and most parents who have kids know, man, if they have Thomas the Train, if they have that Thomas the Train, man, I'm telling you, they know them kids, man.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
But he's that engine, though, man. He's that starter. You know, Ray work ethic, you know, is like no other. You know, what he put into this, to this game, you know, what he give for his teammates. You know, come on, man, he's out there with half an arm.
Right.
You know.
Making double-digit tackles each of the last three playoff games. I mean,
you know,
it's gonna, remarkable.
He's going to give you everything he has to give, you know, to you for us to win, man. And that's why we back him, you know, and so much more that he does off the field, man, and just as a friend and a brother. You know, I there's so much you can say about him, man. I'm very grateful and thankful to have been on a team with Ray, you know, and have learned from him, you know, so many things, countless amounts of things, man.
Well, Ed, I appreciate your time. I would like to get a couple bars of Two Tickets to Paradise and tell me what it's like to be going back home to New Orleans.
To go back, man, I can't even explain it. You know, to go back like this, there's so many connections, man. There's so many stories, you know, to come where I'm from, you know, but just to give hope to New Orleans, I hope, you know, that this would be a stepping stone, you know, that I can use this platform, you know, to help somebody out, you know, to give what God has given me, you know, to the city, and just to show guys, people there, you know, kids there, you know, that you can make it. You know, you can make it out of here, man. You can go through some tough situations and still make it, you know. So, I mean, it's just so, man, I can't even explain it, man. It's just, it's His grace, man. I just, because I know I'm not perfect, man. I'm far from that, you know. It's just such a blessing, you know.
Wedge,
such a blessing, man.
You're a good man for joining us.
I can't give you any money, though.
I know you can't. With his eyes bugging out, Two Tickets to Paradise. Come on, Reed. You know you got it in you. Come
back
on.
And back where you can leave tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. And you're a good man. You give the fans in Baltimore a lot to cheer about. And we hope that you're as excited about. We know you're as excited about going to the Super Bowl as all of us are. Congrats and once again.
Hey,
and thanks again.
Didn't we tell Baltimore to stay buckled up on here 105?
Yes, sir.
All right, then, man.
All right, Reed. I'll talk to you, buddy. Thank you so much.